Summer is here. That means it's time for kids to be making a splash in swimming pools and in backyard pools.
That's right. And this is Chick to Chick.
Carrie, summer is here. It's that time of year. One of our favorite pastimes is to go swimming.
I know. I love it. I was a lifeguard. I mean, for years, it's basically one of my first jobs. I was a lifeguard, and then I also was with a swim team. So, you know, I love it. I'm no stranger to the pool.
It is a lot of fun, but it can also be dangerous. And today, what we're talking about is a life-saving lesson for your little ones. Why are we talking about this? Well, according to the CDC, drowning is the second leading cause of accidental injury or death for kids between the ages of 1 to 14. And this is really startling. More children between the ages of 1 to 4 die from drowning than any other cause of death except birth defects. Number one cause of accidental deaths. You know what? Let's be honest. These kids move fast. You probably remember when you were a mom and your kids were little. I remember one time I looked away and that little stinker, he was across the street and I panicked. They move so quickly, Carrie.
They do. They're like stealth-like little figures, you know? I mean, you know, we talk about this, the drowning, and it's usually in the backyard pool. It's your own house. You're so comfortable and you're used to it. Or it's your neighbor's pool. It's terrifying. I don't know if you remember, but Bodie Miller lost one of his children. I think she was maybe a year and a half old and just happened to be able to turn the handle and walk out and in no time flat. That was it, you know, and it's not bad, irresponsible parents. It's everyday distractions. It happens without malice, but it is absolutely horrific. And that statistic is just startling.
Our guests today are Stephanie Koepke and Jennifer Whitmer. Both of them are instructors with a program called ISR. And Jennifer, we're going to start with you. You are an instructor, and there is a very personal story and a personal reason why you're involved with this. Jennifer, can you tell us what happened to your child?
My son, his name was Zane. He was 2.5 years old, and we helped my mom move to Florida. And within hours of arriving at my mom's house in Florida, my husband found our son in her pool. He had drowned.
This awful tragedy that happened to your family, something good kind of came out of it in that you took on not only a foundation for your son, which is fantastic work, but you also are now empowering these little babies because you're teaching them and you're helping to teach them. So can you tell us about how you took that awful grief and put it into something as powerful as what you're doing?
It took a while. I didn't know anything about ISR. The police advocate in Florida actually put me in contact with an ISR instructor for some reason. I'm not really sure why or but. And I learned about it, and we tried to find it up here in Pennsylvania, and we couldn't. And we checked out other things, and my husband's like, you're just going to have to go get certified so you can teach this, because there's nothing even close to what you're teaching or what you guys want to teach. And so I signed up.
I just want to ask you really quickly to share just a little bit about what the spirit of that little Zane was like, just so we get an idea of what a sweet little boy he was.
Oh my God. He was silly. He was fun. And my daughter got him hooked on Snapchat. So ever since then, every picture we have, his mouth is hanging out, trying to get the doggy face. And he was just happy and lovable.
Jennifer, I don't think parents realize how quickly this can happen. Children move so quickly. Can you explain a little bit about how that whole thing happened?
He was riding bike out front with my brother, and my brother kind of lost track of the fact that he wandered off and he found his way to the pool. Like, people don't know, drowning is the number one cause of accidental death for children under 4. I didn't know. Like, you see on TV, drowning is like splashing and yelling for help and it's quiet. There was I want to say 8 adults and 3 kids when this happened.
Stephanie, you are an instructor. This is something that you do quite a bit. Could you explain to us the value of instructing small children on what to do when they find themselves face down? How does this whole thing work with littles?
So we teach them through a process of sensory motor learning. So ISR is not like your typical swim lesson. And we get a lot, like, because it's a 6-week session typically. And the lessons are 5 days a week for 10 minutes a day. So in the same way that we wouldn't expect our infant to lay on their stomach for tummy time, for 3 hours when they're 5 weeks old, because they would just be exhausted within the first couple minutes, right? ISR takes that all into account. We keep the lessons very short so that they don't fatigue, so that we don't reach their threshold where they're no longer learning. They're just uncomfortable and, you know, they're unable to go past that. So we keep the time short, and it's just repetitive over and over. And we look for very small approximations of the behavior that we're looking for that day. And at the end of 6 weeks, some kids will pick it up a little quicker. It's just amazing the results you get. You have a 6-month-old who can float, and even if they find themselves face down, who can roll back to float completely on their own in the pool. It's pretty awesome.
Stephanie, what does ISR stand for? And you talked about getting the kids, you're not trying to teach them anything technical, are you? You're just basically trying to get them to flip over.
Yeah. So we'll, with some of the older kids, we will we'll work on the swim, and they'll do what we call the swim, float, swim sequence. Typically for kids 1 and older, or kids who are just who are walking and have been walking for a while, because then they're developmentally able to kind of pick up on the swim. But our main focus is always the life-saving portion. So the roll back to float is what we want. We cannot teach them under 6 months old. So we begin at the day they turn 6 months old, they're eligible to enroll for lessons. And then we do, and we go through 6 years old. We can do older students, but it usually is on a case by case basis, kind of dependent on what their parents want from them. The lessons are one-on-one. So it's the child and the instructor. So myself, Jennifer, or there actually is another instructor in Lancaster also, Michelle, there's 3 of us now when there was none a year ago, which is awesome. But we teach the child, the parent is there to observe.
Jennifer, we touched on this earlier that you have now started a foundation, in your son's honor. Tell us about the foundation.
It's Zane A. Whitmer Memorial Foundation. We have 2 parts. The water safety is because of Zane, and we teach water safety education. We raise money for scholarships because ISR lessons can be a little costly for some families. So I don't want money to ever be a reason somebody can't get their child skilled. It's a way of keeping my son's memory alive. So he's like never forgotten. So,
all right, ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. Jennifer, thank you for sharing your story. And Stephanie, thanks so much for all of this great information.
Thank you.
It's just absolutely horrible and heartbreaking what Jennifer went through. But now she's trying to turn this tragedy into a triumph. And she's trying to teach other children how to save themselves in case they fall into a swimming pool. Because again, Carrie, it's an accident and it can happen to anybody.
I just think it's remarkable that there wasn't anything up here for infants to learn this, for parents to put kids into this. Had that not happened to Jennifer's son, what an unbelievable situation that she has taken this horrible tragedy, and she's making something really good. And there's no doubt she's going to save the lives of a lot of children, as well as Stephanie and Michelle, the other instructor they mentioned. It's a terrible story, but I am so grateful to what she's doing. I think it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And our motivation here is very simple. It's to save lives. And we certainly hope that we can make a difference and make an impact by getting this information out there. And we would love to hear from you. What do you want to hear us chirp about? Just go to our website, chick2chick.com. At the very top, there's a little icon that says contact. Click it, and you can always send us a message.
Yeah, that's right. We appreciate you being with us today. So until we are back again to chirp about another topic.